This is 89.1 WEMU, and I'm David Fair. It is a Thursday, and that means the person you expect to hear from, you will hear from. Russ Collins stops by each week to talk about all things film, and we call it Cinema Chat, and it's good to have you back in the studios, my man.
Well, it's good to be here, and sadly, Toni Morrison passed away. Now, she lived a long life. She passed away at 88.
An impactful life.
And a tremendously impactful life. At this time of divisiveness in our society, Toni Morrison helped understand what some of the very difficult nature of our society is, brought it to the forefront, brought faces and voices to us as an editor, and then brought her own very brilliant point of view and voice.
Song of Solomon remains one of my favorite books of
absolutely,
all time.
Along with The Bluest Eyes and Sula. She gave voice to Muhammad Ali and Angela Davis. She was an editor. She was a professor. A very, very impressive person all the way around. And we played Toni Morrison, The Pieces I Am, at Cinetopia. It was a wonderfully well-received documentary there. We've been playing it throughout the summer, and in honor of her passing, we're bringing it back this
weekend. I'm so glad to hear that. For anybody who missed it, this is a way to connect with something that is greater than ourselves.
Absolutely.
And it's through the eyes of a very special human being.
And an extremely important time to do a deep dive into some of the complexities that is our country and our society. So Toni Morrison, The Pieces I Am, are playing tomorrow through Sunday. Go check it out. There's several screenings that are going on, and you will not regret the time that you spent with that film.
Indeed. Are there some new films that are going to be opening this week?
So a film that is not a documentary by any means, Them That Follows, but also premiered at Cinetopia, is a very odd story about Appalachian Pentecostals who do snake handling. It's a very personal.
Sounds right up your alley.
It's a very.
Don't you just do that at home as a hobby?
Yeah. No. never done that. It's really well acted. One of the key performers is Olivia Colman, who was in The Favorite and won the Academy Award last year for that. She plays a mom, and it's about this pastor who leads this community that actually is kind of an outlaw community. Snake handling, even in Appalachia, is not considered to be something that
every
is
year a couple of folks die from that in real life.
Absolutely. And this is about these families, their devotion to this particular sect, and then the complications that come in when one of the parishioners get bit, and then they have to decide what to do. It's an ambitious and impressive independent production, and you really, it's worth checking out. Them That Follows opens Friday, and go check it out. It's at the Michigan Theater. And then a documentary that I got to see, Them That Follows, as part of Cinetopia, a documentary that I have not seen that I'm really looking forward to ever since the NPR review earlier this summer, is this documentary called Maiden.
Which and you can't imagine how disappointed I was to find out that was not about Iron Maiden.
No, not.
But it's not.
It's about yachting. Again, it's a story about a woman, Tracy Edwards, who at 24 years old, back in 1989, put together an all-female crew to do an around-the-world yachting competition. And she just got bothered by everybody, by the yachting community, by the media.
For being a woman?
Sponsors. Absolutely. They said, there's no way this is going to work. And she ended up mortgaging her house, buying a second-hand boat, and following through, and they made it through. And there was a camera that was used on board by the crew that was there. Again, this all-female crew. And it is an incredibly compelling story. Told, 30 years later at this point, but it's enthralling, and all the reviews are just extremely strong. So Maiden opens Friday at the
State
Theater.
30 years, and we're still dealing with issues of equality and equity and
Absolutely. Well, the Toni Morrison.
Mind-boggling.
Yeah, the Toni Morrison documentary and this Maiden documentary, I think, are just extremely important. And you know, the Maiden documentary is very compelling and entertaining. It has to do with the competition and people struggling through adversity and succeeding. So go check it out.
You've certainly intrigued me. You are listening to Cinema Chat on 89.1 WEMU. David Fair with Russ Collins. A couple of specialist screenings that folks might want to participate in.
That's right. They're tonight. We've got the 2019 New York Cat Film Festival. So
I cannot believe how popular this is.
If you love cat videos, you got to go see them. They're really, really terrific. And part of the proceeds go to the Humane Society of Huron Valley. And then we have a documentary that's actually one of our sponsors cued us into. It features Bill Murray as a former golf caddy, and it's about golf caddies called Loopers, The Caddy's Long Walk. And it's a very interesting story in that, you know, caddies are something that a lot of kids do in the summertime.
Did you ever do that as a kid?
I did not.
I did.
Yeah. And but the caddies end up being almost therapists for the professional golfers.
Oh,
and
I was a whipping boy.
Yeah. Well,
hit a bad shot, abuse Dave.
That's kind of the tradition, I think, at country clubs.
Yeah.
But in terms of, since golf is such a game of nerves, the caddies end up playing a very important role on the professional circuit. Anyway,
right.
Loopers, The Caddy's Long Walk, is playing tonight at 7 o'clock, as is the cat video, and both of those are going to be downtown, so go check it out.
Detroit Voices.
Again, back to Cinetopia, we had a really wonderful screening of the short films that are made in the Detroit area, during Cinetopia. And the Ann Arbor screening is tonight at 10 o'clock, or at 7 o'clock. Or I'm sorry, it's Saturday at 7 o'clock. And these are all really wonderful local filmmakers. There's a documentary about the Belle Isle Zoo, the now abandoned Belle Isle Zoo, that I really love. But there's a lot of really interesting.
And if you bring your Cinetopia pass, you get in for free,
right? So come on down if you missed it. And then our classic series this week, Sing Along, Sound of Music. So come dressed.
You know all the words, don't you?
Well, I know a lot of them.
I don't think I know one of them.
Come dressed as a drop of Golden Sun,
Non.
Yes, absolutely. Or just come as you are, however you like to come.
But bring your voice.
That's right. On Sunday at 11 at 1:30, and then next Wednesday at 7 o'clock.
It's
going to be a lot of fun. There's going to be a bag full of goodies and all kinds of great.
Couple of good movies opening up the Cineplexes as well.
Yeah, there's actually. Five movies that are opening at the multiplex is Scary Stories to Tell in the Dark, which is hasn't been pre-reviewed, but it looks very, very creepy. It's about a small town, Mill Valley, and a haunted house.
The title kind of gives you what to expect.
Says everything about it.
Yeah.
And The Kitchen has
this has Melissa McCarthy playing a different kind of role.
Yeah.
And I'm looking forward to it.
And it's got a great cast, and it's gotten terrible reviews.
Oh, is that right?
Elizabeth Moss is also in it, and she's a tremendous
actor. Yeah, Tiffany Haddish, who's usually funny.
Absolutely. I mean, great, great cast, really. Dora, The Lost City of Gold.
I know that's
Gold.
At the top of your list.
Well, this is a live presentation. I mean, it's not an animation, and it's really about her parents and a kidnapping, and it's quite thrilling. Brian Banks is a story about an African-American football player who is a 16-year-old is accused of a crime he did not commit. 11 years later, he gets
putting
out.
Putting his football career in jeopardy.
And he tries to go back to it. And then Kevin Costner is the voice of the dog in The Art of Racing in the Rain, which is
I love those kind of dog movies, I have to admit. It's a relationship, and can't love a dog, what can you love?
It's a compelling kids movie, so go check it out. Lots to see.
For Russ Collins, I'm David Fair, and thank you for joining us on another edition of Cinema Chat on 89.1 WEMU FM and WEMU HD1 Ypsilanti.
Ta-ta from Hollywood.